You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome everyone back to the Dark Forest. If you have a scary story you would like to submit, email it to me at zackbabytv@gmail.com. A shout out to everyone who's been sending me their stories lately. I appreciate each and every one of you. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Now, let's get spooky. Dear ZackBabyTV, I hope that this email finds your interest. This story involves myself and my family on a weekend camping trip over at the Cove Lake Campground in Arkansas. Cove Lake is a wonderful place to camp. We've been here about 3 different times in the past. There's a lot of beautiful lake views that are available. A lot of the spots you have to reserve in advance, but there is a section of first come, first serve, which is usually what we end up doing anyways. This place is pet friendly. They offer cabins to camping, to RV hookups. People bring their kayaks and their canoes and their boats out here. People fish. There's picnic areas. There's just a little something for everybody. As we have been here 3 different times before, this is our favorite place to go. There's not a lot of people having parties being loud. No heavy drinking. No fighting. No vandalism. This is a peaceful, family-friendly environment. And that's exactly why we kept coming here. But what we soon found out was that families weren't the only ones who were stalking around. We paid for 2 nights to stay here, to leave on a Sunday afternoon and head back home. I won't tell you exactly what spot that I picked, for the simple fact that I'm actually telling you the real name of the park in itself is probably bad. But also, it may bring in some more business, so it's kind of a double-edged sword in my opinion. We arrived on a Friday afternoon. Both my wife and I took the day off so we could have a 2-day adventure with our daughter. When we arrived, we got to the first-come, first-serve section, found a nice little spot that was really near the water. I backed up the truck and we started to unload. I'm trying to go off of memory as best as possible, so bear with me if some of the details are left out or don't make any sense. But I assure you, this is absolutely true. Once everything was unloaded, I had to go purchase some of the firewood, as they won't let you bring your own. I purchased quite a bit of firewood, as I knew we were going to be staying here Friday night and also Saturday night, and I figured we would be around the campfire for most of the evening before going to bed anyways. So I went ahead and bought 3 different packs of wood. Each bundle pack came with about 5 or 6 pieces of wood that was wrapped in plastic. Dropping off the firewood next to the steel-rimmed fire pit, I sat down at the picnic bench and just relaxed for a bit. It's pretty much peaceful out there, and the view is gorgeous, especially in the fall, when all the colors start to change on the surrounding trees. I remember the first day that we were there, we made a quick lunch, throwing some hot dogs on the grill. I had brought my portable Weber grill with us in the back of my truck. There's just something about using the public ones that kind of creeps me out. You don't know how clean people are, and you don't know what kind of bugs have been around it. Afterwards, all three of us went down by the lake and did a little bit of fishing. We didn't expect to catch anything, nor would we eat anything that we would catch anyways. We would just unhook it and throw it back in the water. We all eat fish, just not on a camping trip. We're pretty traditional with hot dogs and hamburgers for the most part. The first night was uneventful, perfect in every way, and exactly why we come to that location. For the peace and quiet, to not have to worry about incoming phone calls, checking emails, or even thinking about work whatsoever. Just total peace of mind with nature and relaxation. The following morning, I cooked some eggs and bacon in a frying pan on my Weber grill. We watched some of the neighboring campers on their canoes out on the water, and debated on if we should rent some, but we decided not to as our daughter had yet learned to swim. After lounging around for a couple of hours, the weather was perfect, so we decided on going on a little hike instead. There's quite a few of little trails that surround the campsite. We didn't know their exact locations as we usually don't go hiking when we come out here, but on this particular trip we decided to. We hiked around for a couple of hours before returning back to our campsite. At this point, it was time for lunch and I cooked something up on the grill once again. I don't recall what we did afterwards, but once night fell, it was time to cook up dinner. I had prepared a couple of steaks and some chopped up potatoes for my wife and I, and again more hot dogs for my daughter. Our daughter was 6 years old and a very picky eater. She loved hamburgers and hot dogs and macaroni and french fries whenever we would go out camping. We always planned our camping trips at least 3 to 4 times a year, usually in the springtime and sometimes in the fall, never during summer as it's just too hot. After I had wrapped up cooking dinner, we ate our feast, we drank a couple of beers, and just sat in our lawn chairs around the fire pit, admiring the beauty and the stars up above. It was a clear night, and the stars were so bright up in the sky. I don't recall what time we went to bed, but as soon as our daughter started to get cranky, I knew it was time for some shut-eye. Some hours passed, and something awoke us in the middle of the night outside of our tent. The sounds of movement. Usually, we would pay this no mind as we're out in the woods, and there's all sorts of different animals that call that place home. But these were no ordinary movement noises. These sounded like someone was walking around, dishing around our stuff. I had two thoughts in my brain. One, there were some people walking around our site going through our stuff. Two, maybe it was a raccoon or maybe even a coyote looking for scraps. If it was option two, I wouldn't really mind too much. We didn't have much food left as we ate pretty much all of it. But if it was option one, I knew we were going to be in some trouble. Luckily at this point, our daughter was still asleep, but my wife and I were awake and contemplating what to do next. I only had a hatchet with me that I only use for chopping down wood into smaller pieces for the fire pit. Ever since I started watching those videos on YouTube, you know the ones, the guys that survive out in the woods, they build shelters and log cabins, and short-term shelters out in the woods. Bushcraft, I believe is what it's called. I've never actually done any of that myself, but I've always been kind of intrigued to try it. My wife was really freaked out, but she kept her volume to a very minimum not to wake up our daughter. She kept telling me not to go outside, but I had to know who the hell was out there. That's our stuff after all, and what if they vandalize my truck? This is the first time this has ever happened to us. We've never heard any stories about this camping site ever having any issues like this before in the past. We've camped at many sites, and nothing like this had ever occurred before. Hatchet in hand, I slowly unzipped the tent about halfway and started to peek outside. Peeking my head outside the tent, I saw nothing at all. I slipped on my shoes and stepped outside. My wife didn't go outside, but she poked her head out to watch from behind me. Flashlight in hand and hatchet in the other. I was scared and curious, all mixed into one emotion at that point. I tiptoed around the campsite around the corner to the right. And that's when I saw something that I've never seen before. It was this giant black wolf sniffing around our stuff. It was facing away from me, so it didn't notice that I was behind it. If I had to guess, it was about 25 feet in front of me. I followed through with my first instinct, was to shine the flashlight at it and scream for it to get out of there. So I did. What turned around to face me was no wolf. As this wolf turned around slightly, I saw that its ears were pointed, but the ears were smaller on its head than it should have been on a wolf. Its body, its position, even being on all fours seemed distorted. Something was off with its posture. Outside of that, the only thing that I could remember seeing from this thing was its eyes. The eyes were like an amber color. They were glowing in the dark. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. It turned startled, looked at me, then turned away from me, jumping on its back hind legs and darting off into the woods, disappearing into the darkness. This all happened within a matter of like 3 seconds. I was dumbfounded, frozen, completely in shock. Sure, I was scared, but I think I was more shocked and confused more than anything else. What I had originally thought was a wolf or some sort of large coyote was in fact something else. Something that I've only heard rumors about growing up out here in Arkansas. Something about a dog man. My wife didn't see it as it was around the corner, but after my shock started to phase out, I got back to her inside the tent, explained everything we could, and we stayed in the tent until sunrise. We tried to pretend like everything was kosher for our daughter's sake in the morning. I cooked up some food, now on full alert, but then thinking maybe this thing only comes out at night. We left the next day, and we didn't go camping for quite some time. We still go back to that campsite, though. I know, sounds crazy, right? But the thing actually never did attack anybody. Maybe it was just hungry. I'm not too sure. But like I said, we love that campground.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.